Okay, we'll start our post-race availability for today's Roadhouse 200, presented by Alpha Energy Solutions, and we'll open it up with our second-place finisher, driver of the number 16, AW North Carolina ASIN Group Toyota for Hattori Racing. That's Brett Moffitt. Brett, maybe just open it up. It seems like you worked the entire race and wound up second after... A lot of it, I believe, looking up at the board, was outside the top 10. So impressive, especially final stage there.
Yeah, obviously this morning we didn't qualify like we wanted to or expected to, and we started 17th. So we had to be patiently aggressive. That was our game plan before the race. And fortunately it worked out. We stayed out of trouble. And Scott did a good job adjusting on the truck and telling the guys what to do on pit road to make the truck faster, because we weren't where we needed to be when we started the race. And you know, it's Martinsville, so I guess survival's great, but losing another one to Johnny's not.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions for Brett, and we'll start over here with Allie.
Allie Davidson. Okay. Allie Davidson, NASCAR.com. Have you had time to think about what the season, you know, has meant to your career? Have you had time to think about where you were, you know, 7 months ago to now, you know, having the shot to race for a championship?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for my career. You know, I'm a competitor, so I'm not looking backwards. I'm looking forwards. You know, and unless we win the championship, I'm going to consider this a incomplete season for myself and for our race team. So we're looking forward, and hopefully good things come from it.
We'll also welcome in the sixth place finisher and third highest finishing playoff driver, and that is the driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagles Chevrolet, and that's Justin Haley. Justin, you closed the gap to the cutoff a little bit. You're now 2 points outside the top four. Maybe talk about that situation going into the final two races.
I didn't know the points till now, so thank you for that information. Obviously, we closed up the gap. Martinsville is our least favorite track of the year and our least favorite track in the round of six. So we've been really good at Texas and Phoenix. We're taking our truck that we won Gateway with to Phoenix, and it's the same tire, so we should be pretty good there if everything works out. So we just tried to survive today. We would have been happy with the top 10. But obviously we finished sixth, so that was pretty good, and just really thankful to come out of here live.
Okay, questions for Justin or Brett? Please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic to you. Go to Zach, and then we'll check in the press box.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For Justin, what has clicked for you at Texas? Because if you look back, I mean, you won the pole for that race last year, and I mean, do you feel better about your position in the points, knowing that that's a good track coming ahead for you?
Yeah, I don't know what's clicked at Texas. You know, it is my best track, and people ask me, you know, why I'm not the best here, and I don't know why I'm not good or bad anywhere. I mean, it's just I'm bad here and good there, so... Texas has been good. We've never finished outside the top six there in the three starts we've got. So we've been rebuilding our mile and a half truck. It's been since Vegas since we ran it. So we're really excited to go to Texas because it's been our best track. We finished third there in the spring. So obviously now that Johnny's has a win, focus a little bit more towards the 24 truck, I hope, and getting us to the round of four. So we're really looking forward to the next two tracks for sure.
Any more questions in the media center? We'll go to Caleb over here.
Caleb Whistler, kickingthetires.net. Brett, it seems like you guys struggle in qualifying, but then you kind of find your way up towards the front at the towards the end of the race. Do you guys feel like you're a dark horse kind of in this round? What do you think your chances are going to Homestead?
No. We've been arguably the second best truck all year, so I wouldn't say we're a dark horse at all. We just missed it this morning. At the mile and a half, so it's kind of a horsepower game, and we know we're not going to qualify up front. So that's the different engine packages, and we race well, and we got to execute our race day races like we need to. And I feel like today we did that. The past three races, I don't feel like we've executed to 100% like we were in the preseason. So we just need to keep doing that.
Just checking the press box. Any questions up in the press box?
I think we're good here.
Thank you, sir. Any more in the media center? All right. Brett, Justin, thanks for coming in. And one more. I'm sorry. We got one more. Please raise your hand. Nider?
I guess since they're saying it, I'm not going to even do it. But, Brett, you're 15 points to the good right now. But looking at when you were chasing down Sauter, were you open that you get another caution so you could chase him down? Do you guys feel like that I know Justin will disagree, but do you feel like that the championship four might come down to the two veterans of the series?
No, I think there's been a lot of teams stepping it up this year or towards the end of the year. Justin's one of them. They got off to a rocky start and then they started performing well. And, I think the 98's been doing the same thing. So I think a win would be huge. I think, as far as the caution goes, I was very mixed emotions on it. When I was third, I was hoping for a caution. And when I got to second, I was kind of hoping it just went green because, restarting on the outside, you never know what's going to happen. But I think the win was big for Johnny. It would have been huge for us, and we need to go to Texas with our A game.
Okay, any final questions for either Brett or Justin? Excellent. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Good job out there.